This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
Why don't we break that down, Dave? What are your findings of the spider tack?
And welcome aboard.
The spider tack has tremendous effect on the baseball.
Really work with that spider tack. Really become familiar.
It's almost sexual the way you sounded that.
More. Use it. That's right.
You're saying, Dave, explore some more applications for spider tack?
I haven't even touched this stuff.
No, I'm not going to throw with spider tack. Why would I do that? I have TJ. I have Nico. They're going to throw with spider tack.
Why would I put this stuff on my hands and potentially lose skin?
It's literally ruining the baseball before our eyes.
This is DCR.
More. Use it. That's right.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Grounds to the left of me.
Jealous baby. The show is DCR 98.7 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. A whole rejoin on Rothenberg on Talk, which you can consume in so many different places, by the way. Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
And welcome aboard.
All over the place. Tens of thousands of viewers.
What are the chances we just have some like random person that's never listened to the show? We play that sounder and we give them three choices. Where did this sound come from? You think that any person would say, oh, that was a segment from a podcast.
More. Use it. That's right.
With baseballs and spider tack.
So you guys take like a four-word snippet and turn it into some kind of a sexual innuendo. It's like I work with Ron Jeremy here on the show. What's
it sounds like
people?
It. I mean, that's what
More.
That's what
Use
I
it. That's right.
I mean, I got my producers jealous of my producer over
I have
there.
TJ.
I got my host
I have
jealous.
Nico.
It's really incredible what I have to deal with on a day-in, day-out basis. By the way, Chris, at some point this hour, not yet, but cash money is going out on your word. Whenever you say it's time, it'll be time. All right, here we go. We left off. Getting to know your co-host. Now, RJ, who I give a hard time to, listen to this guy. Listen to how on the ball he is. He has every question that we've ever asked on Getting to Know Your Co-host. He sends me this phenomenal spreadsheet.
Mm.
We're going to revisit questions of the past. Is what we're going to do.
Oh,
so you've known it, and then it's been asked, and you've learned the answer that way as well. Winner
take
all here.
Can we say one thing, too, how lazy you are and how ill-prepared for the show you are?
What's the matter?
Well, you don't have any overtime questions. So I'm embarrassed for you.
Mm. It's a fair point.
You know, I don't even know
God
who you
forbid
are anymore,
I was doing
honest.
This. Like,
there
listen,
was a
God
time
forbid.
That you
no,
were
no, no.
kind
time
and
out.
Welcoming.
Chris, you know exactly what would happen. If it's me, if it's get to know Rick, you guys are tied 2-2, and he goes, okay, are we going overtime? You got some questions? And I was like, guess what, guys? I have nothing prepared.
All right, you know what, then? I can prepare. You want me to prepare?
No.
Here we go. You have 5 seconds to answer this. Whoever's closest
no,
wins
I don't like,
it.
Right, no,
let's
I don't
do
like
it.
This.
No,
let's well,
no, oh,
let's
now
do it.
You don't like
let's
it.
Do it. Let's do it, Rick.
Oh,
let's
no,
get,
I don't like
get it.
It
on. Come on, Rico. Spur
the
don't
moment.
Back
don't
down.
Like
don't
RJ?
Back down from his challenge.
RJ, what are we doing here? TJ of DCR, what are we doing here?
Wow. Speaking of being sensitive, I don't even know what we're doing, but that draws me to it. Do the 5 second thing. I have no idea what's about to happen.
Yes, me neither.
All right.
I'm excited.
Here we go.
More. Use it. That's right.
You can go over, you can go under. Chris, we're going to start with you. You have 5 seconds. My birthday is when? 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to say your birthday is in
5. Go.
March.
March when? I need a date.
Let's go March 15th.
All right. Rick?
March 12th.
Rick, it's over.
Yes.
Win.
That is correct.
It is the birthday.
Oh, God, it felt good. Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations. I got to be honest. I was so impressed with you, Chris. You were 3 days off.
How did I miss?
Second place, baby. Second place.
Rick is a bad teammate. Rick is a bad teammate. Rick was supposed to throw this game today. It shouldn't have came down to an overtime. You didn't try. You didn't try to throw it.
I picked Bjorn Borg as his favorite.
You didn't try to throw it.
Nobody picks a Swede. It couldn't have been Borg.
The whole which one did not hit on Sherry thing, you could have went with Fallon. I know that Fallon hit on her. You could have went with an obvious answer that was wrong. You didn't.
No, that's too obvious.
Yeah,
I even played the game. I'm like, this feels like a trick question. We just talked about Johnny Mack. I knew it was McEnroe. I'm trying to give you a chance.
So you intentionally tried to lose, but in the end, your true competitor came out.
How about with the weight loss one? The third question. You could have went with peanut butter on whole wheat. We know that's not what you do.
That speak to weight loss.
Exactly. That's the point. That's the point. That is the point. I see what's happening. You wanted Rothenberg to come in second. You wanted me to be in the cellar with this.
I think he played the game.
That's what he wanted.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
Listen, guys, you know how hard it is for me to keep a lead. I just, it's just bound
to
happen.
You really are the Atlanta Falcons of this game.
Whether it's NFL picks, whether it's getting to know your teammate, it doesn't matter. There is going to be an epic collapse. No lead is safe. I'm like the Philadelphia 76ers. No lead is safe.
You jumped out to what were you, like 3-0?
I was up, yeah. I think I was
dominating.
Up a couple of games.
You knew everything.
Yeah.
You were like Kreskin. If you didn't know it, you're reading minds, you got things going, and it didn't turn out well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But your birthday won, Dave. I just kind of pulled that out of my hat.
You were right there.
I pulled it out of my hat.
You could ask me any question about you, Dave, like real personal, like where'd you go to school? I would have said, Wheatley School. Like, although, I could have just banged it out of the park.
Wow. You really are terrific. You really do care.
I was that's on obvious. Some kind of... RJ, what was my winning streak to finish this thing off?
You did not... You haven't lost since week 9. This was week 18.
This is 9-week winning streak, David.
A couple
he
of
won
those,
9 in a
well,
row?
A couple of those, he asked the questions. So, of
remember,
the ones...
I was in last.
Well, of the ones you competed in, Rick, you won... 8 in a row, I believe.
Wow, that is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers-esque type of run. Yeah.
Wow.
He the best. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Congratulations. Yeah. Rick DiPietro knows his teammates better than anyone else on the show.
It should feel good. I mean, you started out pathetically, and you finished the race brilliantly. 8 in a row?
Well, he was just spotting us a lead, Dave, and then he walked us down.
Were
he
you
just
playing
wanted
us?
He just wanted to show how impressive his knowledge of his co-host was.
That Bjorn Borg answer was really gross.
Yeah.
What that was about.
Well, come on. You know exactly what that was about. I got to make this fight. I got to make it fun. Make it interesting.
All right. I don't know. All right. Let's get to some of the calls. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Danny, Long Island. Good morning, Danny. You're on 98.7 ESPN. Danny? Hello? Danny? Oh, Danny boy.
I like Danny's calls, too. This is disappointing.
Is this the Danny that calls the station nonstop?
Yes, Danny Long Island.
Yeah. Well, this is really a knock on him, though. I mean, he knows that he's going to be picked up quickly, and we pick him up, and he's just nowhere to be found.
Yeah, this is unfortunate.
Danny boy,
Where are you, Danny? All right, put it back on hold, and we'll revisit this in a little bit. Let's go from Danny to Dino in the Bronx. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, guys. Dave, I think you got to be a little bit more nicer to Chris, man. That dude won you a Super Bowl, bro, for your team. You got to throw him a little bonus.
Thank you, Dino. I appreciate that. Way to hold me down.
What did I do that wasn't nice with Chris, Dino?
You're too aggressive to this man, bro. Like Chris, well, I forget his stats, but like didn't you? I forgot how much he averaged during the Super Bowl. But that man got your team to the promised land. Like throw him a bone, man.
That's what I'm saying, Dino. He doesn't appreciate me.
I appreciate you greatly.
No, he doesn't.
Do you remember the first time I met you? I walked up to you and I almost hugged you and I was like, thank you so much for what you did for me and for my family and everyone. And you're like, this guy's weird.
Yeah,
it
was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I got to admit, it was very uncomfortable. But since then, since we've been doing the show together, I don't know, you've been really aggressive toward me. I mean, you're more aggressive than some offensive linemen I played against. Just saying. I'm going to pull off a Lawrence Tynes. I'm going to punt those suckers all over the place.
It was.
I don't understand the hostility toward me, Dave. I really don't.
I didn't realize I was hostile.
Yeah, you
He's
are.
Nasty now.
Yeah, but is this the dogs, Rico? Is that
what
it is?
Yeah, that's who it is. It's a new guy. Dogs.
Why
podcast.
Did you get them like a turtle or something?
Get the dogs a turtle?
He's got all the success now. He's got a crew. He's got, you know.
Oh yeah,
BJ,
he's the talent. He lets us know at every turn. He's the talent.
Hair and makeup.
I'm the budget. Talent.
Unlimited budget. Untuckit sponsoring this thing. Like he's. We know exactly where this is headed.
Where is it headed?
No, you know where it's headed.
No, I don't know where it's headed.
You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning every day. If all of a sudden now you have this highly successful, I mean, this podcast being bought for millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
I just won the other day, $60
million. $60
million. Yeah, so now all of a sudden, I mean, you ain't coming back to work if that happens.
You know what this is, Rico. Like, he's going to pull a Beyonce and go solo and leave us in the background.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, he looks more like Joey Fat One, but he'll pull a Beyonce.
He'll pull
happen.
A Beyonce.
I'm the talent.
Yeah.
Joey Fatone.
You know, the way you talk to me, DiPietro, why would I want to stay with you?
Because I know
you're welcome aboard.
I just proved that. I just proved how well I know you.
Those are you know me well, people. But you're not nice to me. And now look at this obese man that's going to sit in the chair.
He just completely discounts the fact that you helped keep him motivated for his weight loss journey. Yep. He just completely forgot about that.
Like
that didn't even happen.
I think it's a friendship by convenience is what
no,
I
No,
no.
I stand arm in arm with the overweight community, the diabetic community against you. We've banded together since you were so nasty to them after the draft.
Nasty to them. I didn't need to watch huge, enormous people sit in a chair. It was ridiculous. I have a concert before the draft. The whole thing was preposterous.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night was kind of the game that all of us expected it to be. I think you guys maybe thought it was going to be a little closer, but we all thought that the Bucks were going to get the victory, and now it's a game 7 at the Barclays Center tomorrow night at 8:30. DCR 98.7 ESPN, of course, is presented by Progressive Insurance. We're giving away $250 in the next couple of minutes. How about the spread? What do you think the spread is on this game right now? I just saw it. David Payne Purdom, who is a big ESPN gambling, I guess, analyst here at ESPN. He has the most updated spread in the over-under. I don't care about the over-under as much. What do you guys think the spread is on this game?
I'm going to say Nets minus 5.5.
All right. Rick?
I'm going to say Nets. I'll go Nets minus 5.5 is a good pick, Canty. I'll go Nets minus 3.5.
I'm really surprised by this number. It's a pick'em.
What?
Really?
Yeah. It's a pick'em tomorrow
Brooklyn.
Night. In Brooklyn? Yep.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Something seems really strange about that. Yeah, they must know something. They must know something. But again, James Harden and Kevin Durant logged a lot of minutes the last couple of games. A lot of minutes. You wonder whether or not that has an adverse effect on them.
I mean, the Bucks had a huge lead in that game, too, before they blew it in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't trust
the Bucks. You
a road team hasn't won a game yet. They're a different team. Both teams. I mean, you can say the same thing. I mean, especially the role players. I mean, Middleton, who's. I mean, we saw how important he is in these wins for Milwaukee. He's not that guy, and he hasn't been that guy in Brooklyn so far.
And Harden looked much better in Game 6 than he did Game 5. Much better.
I will say this, though. Collectively, like the Milwaukee Bucks. Effort has been a lot better on the road than the Brooklyn Nets' effort on the road in this series.
Like the first I just two games, they lost by 100 points.
Dave, I understand what you're saying, but I just feel like the Brooklyn Nets in the games that have been in Milwaukee, it's just kind of like take it or leave it. Like we don't feel like we have to have these games, whereas the Bucks are actually trying. Like in Game 5, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the third quarter. Like
Game 5, I'll give you.
They were actually trying to win that game. I don't know that you've seen that kind of urgency from Brooklyn when they've been in Milwaukee the entire series.
No, I don't think you have. I mean, that's difficult. I mean, that's the hardest thing about closing out a series. You know, is trying to match the intensity of the team that you're about to knock out. And I mean, that wasn't the case yesterday, obviously. I mean, it was like, we'll go out there and we'll play. You know, if we win, great. If we don't, we know we're going back to Brooklyn
exactly.
for Game 7.
They knew that they had a safety net, right? You go out there, you lose. We don't have to play these guys 48 minutes. We don't have to, you know, it's a do-or-die game. If we lose this game, we know that we go back home. We've been good there. another couple of days of Harden, you know, getting treatment, look better in game six than he did in game five, and, you know, away we go. We like our chances in that game.
Well, I guess you're saying to yourself, if you think it's going to be a pick 'em, is you don't think, I mean, remember too, I mean, that game, and you're right, I mean, Harden looked better, and he gave you, I mean, he had 16 points last night, but you got, I mean, a historic effort from Durant in that game five. I mean, Jeff Green was as good as Jeff Green can be.
Correct.
He hits his first 7-3, scores 27 points. So, I mean, there was a lot that went in. You came back from a huge, you know, a huge deficit in that game. Like, there's a lot that went into that win, you know what I mean? But I still, I mean, I sit here and say that, but I still don't, I don't trust Milwaukee going into Brooklyn and winning games.
I mean, if this was Old Rothenberg, I'd be putting big money on the Nets in this game.
Big money.
Big money.
Okay. Especially going to pick them. I mean, there's so much
work against
the Bucks.
All they have to do is win the game. I don't have to worry about anything beyond winning the game.
Yeah, something seems weird about that, though, doesn't it, guys? Like, I'm just saying, it seems so obvious that Brooklyn would win this game, especially if they got Kevin Durant and James Harden on the floor. Just for this to be a pick 'em game, it just feels like Vegas knows something that we don't.
Well, I think they probably look at that game five and say Milwaukee should have won that game. Milwaukee was the better team, and what Rick just said, if not for literally a heroic performance and a performance for the ages, that Milwaukee would have won that game and probably the series would be wrapped up already.
Yeah, but does Milwaukee really have the confidence that they're going to be able to close it out on the road in Brooklyn?
It's like, I don't.
How you blow a 17-point lead the last time you played in that building and think that you can actually close the game out? Like, no lead is safe after you have that kind of meltdown. I don't know if you can trust that. You got a superstar that can't shoot. He's a liability when it comes to free throw shooting down the stretch. Chris Middleton is not the same player in Brooklyn that he is in Milwaukee. I mean, if you're looking at it objectively, it feels like all signs point to the Nets being able to win this game and being able to be in control of this game seven. They got the best player that's going to be on the court in Kevin Durant.
Yep.
And James Harden being back for the third game coming off of the hamstring. I don't know. Something about it doesn't feel right. But I will say this. If somehow the Bucks are able to go into Barclays and win a game seven, the conversation around Giannis and his career completely changes. Completely changes. The Bucks also as an organization. Like, it completely changes.
Well, yeah. I mean, even, yeah, the coach, especially the head coach, right? I mean, that's – I mean, they showed a stat yesterday. I mean, he's never won a series when his team's faced an elimination game. Oof. Budenholzer. Never.
Man, that's
time.
Not good. That's not good.
Number.
Yeah, and then Rick Carlisle being out on the open market doesn't help things either.
I just don't – that Dave, yeah, that is confusing me. I mean, that does confuse me, that number, the pick 'em. It does, because, I mean, this is two different – I mean, it has to be point. It has to be going back
why
to game
you,
five.
Why do you bet it?
It has to be.
Why do you – you can go on to BetMGM and use my bonus code, Dave100, and put some action down there.
Nah, he don't trust
More.
That.
Use it. That's right.
He don't
right.
trust that enough to bet.
Don't
it.
I have to be in Jersey to do that?
Well,
can I do
let's
that
take
in New
a
York
trip
yet?
To Jersey. Why don't you come up to Westchester, pick me up, we'll drive across the Tappan Zee or whatever the bridge is now, we'll dip down into Jersey, you'll log onto your phone, set up an account, make the large wager, and we'll drive back. And I'll buy you lunch.
That is a pretty nice offer. Here's the funny part, though. Yeah, I mean, I'll just expose yourself again. You see what he just did there, RJ?
What did I do?
Is that he can concoct a way to use me as the gateway back into gambling.
I didn't say I was going to bet it. I didn't say I was going to bet it.
Pretty much. I'm your betting puppet is what I become.
No. I didn't say I was going to involve myself in the gambling of the game at all. I said you will do it, but I will accompany you, and we'll figure out the app together. I think it's going to take two of us to figure out this app.
You're getting your thrills. You're getting your thrills to me. I get it, dude. But I feel good about you being able to figure out this app. And we spent, what, 10, 15 minutes complaining to RJ that you can't handle his invitation?
Okay. Did you handle the invitation or did your wife?
That was the wife.
Okay. So I would like to see you. There's a QR code. What kind of a wedding produces work for the people invited to it?
It's not really.
Want,
it's not really
want
a lot
RJ
of
to
work,
save some
though.
Money on, you don't have to pay for. You don't want to pay for stamps, do you?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you just. An Evite would have been nice. Where you just kind of like you just click on it and open.
Yeah,
it up.
Yeah, click on
nice.
It. Will you be attending? Yes. Now I. So what do I have to do? I have to take my phone. I have
take
to take a photo of the QR code. Then it brings me to like some special backdoor website, and then I have to start filling out paperwork whether I'm attending or not.
No. So what you actually have to do is you take your iPhone, and yeah. you get a screwdriver, and you open it up.
and you have to actually fit the QR code index card in your phone.
You're lying to me.
And then you close the phone.
Mm-hmm. You're lying
to me. It'll read the barcode that way.
You're lying to me.
No.
Now, what happens if I don't have an iPhone? Can I not? Now I can't attend the wedding?
No, that's it. You can't come, yeah. So you have to get the index card in the phone physically. And then,
can I tell you right here that I'm coming to the wedding, or does that not work?
Doesn't work.
No.
No.
Doesn't register on the QR list. So get a Phillips head. A flathead screwdriver and pop that baby open.
Now, the table assignments at the wedding are not going to be QR related, are they?
No, like based on how the order of RSVP?
No, I'm just saying, like, am I gonna have a card that now I have to scan that's going to say, okay, you're a table 4? Or can it just say you're a table 4?
I don't know. Maybe there'll be another QR code that tells you what you're at.
Well, that's what I how deep into the woods are we going here with these QR codes?
I think it's everything's going to be a QR code, actually.
TJ would never do this, to let you know.
No, I know.
No.
I know. TJ's a good guy. I'm not.
RJ, you telling Dave to... Dave, you telling RJ telling Dave to unscrew his phone. There was one of the guys who played for the Flyers, one of the young guys.
No.
The guys told him that anytime he went through a toll, if he just yelled Flyers out the window, he'd get free toll. Free toll.
So he would pull up to a toll and yell Flyers, and then what?
That's
happened?
What he thought. Yeah. So at one point, he decided he was going to use it. So he pulled up to the toll and he's yelling out his window because the gate's closed. He's like, Flyers! Flyers!
And people think athletes are dumb. Where do they get that notion from?
Then we had another guy. He actually was a BU guy. And he said, I mean, he has some funny BU stories too. Like at one point, Jack Parker walked up to him on a bus because he was failing one of his classes. And he's like, hey, so-and-so, I got an awful progress report from your teacher. She's saying you're not reading these books. She's like, he's like, what about this book? Says you haven't read this book. He goes, how am I supposed to read that book? It's holding up my bed.
Oh, my God.
It's a really practical guy.
Okay, yeah. So that same guy. So now fast forward, that same guy's in the NHL. He gets pulled over for speeding, and the cop says to him, as he walks up, you know, license and registration, and before he walks to his car, he goes to him, hey, just do me a favor. Do you have any outstanding tickets that I need to know before I run your plates? He goes, nothing outstanding, but I got some pretty good ones.
Oh, no. Did this guy star in Dumb and Dumber?
Dude, he was hilarious. That's who this guy was. Oh, yeah. Nothing outstanding, but I got some pretty good ones.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
I gamble a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys
we can tell. We can tell, Dave.
Yeah.
WNBA All-Star Games, we get it.
Those were locks, though. The West was so good back in the day.
That did seem like a safe bet. I mean, the more you explain that, it did seem like a safe bet.
Cheryl Swoops. I got Tina Thompson, Tisha Panichero. Lisa Leslie. Oh, dominant.
Let me ask you a question here, both of you guys. So I'm reading this. During the break, I'm reading this story. So a guy loses his fantasy football pool. So he loses it, right? Like, you know, we've seen the stories, you know, tattoos and everything else. So his punishment is he has to stay in a Waffle House for 24 hours.
Well, what's the punishment?
That's what I said. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. But second thing is, for every waffle he eats, they knock off an hour. I mean, you're out of
there. Wait, you're telling me you can't eat 24 waffles?
That's what I'm saying. First of all,
doesn't seem like much of a punishment.
Let me see if I understand this. I could get away from the dogs and the constant vomiting, diarrhea, and just overall general disaster that they bring to the house. I could be locked in a Waffle House for 24 hours where I have full reign to eat anything I'd like, and I can relax. I could probably lie down. I can, you know, peruse a book or the paper or anything online. Where this guy won. He might have lost, but he wound up winning.
Yeah, I can't see myself. I mean, you give me... Oh. Waffle House, I'm out of there in max 3 hours. 24 waffles, max 3 hours. I would give my Canty, I would say maybe probably even, I'd give myself 2 hours probably.
You claim waffles. You have this eating prowess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be in there 3 hours. Like if I were going over under, I would go with the under for Rick DiPietro with the waffle eating.
They should have made him stay there for the weekend.
Yeah, now we're talking. We're like right? Every waffle. Like,
now that's a challenge.
You stay there for the weekend and you eat 3 waffles an hour.
So 72 hours.
72 hours, Or even 48, right?
48 hours?
Or 72, whatever.
Okay.
Three waffles an hour, and if not, an hour gets added on every time you can't complete that task. That's a challenge.
Yeah, but yeah, the guy's got to sleep.
Yeah, that's almost torturous. Yeah. I mean,
well, isn't that the point? You finished last. How do you finish last in a fantasy football league, by the way?
Wow.
Somebody has to be last.
I mean, you could draft a defense with a third overall pick like someone did in our league.
Willie Colon? Was that Willie?
Good old Willie.
Yeah. He was on auto draft, no?
No, you can't be on auto draft and have a defense pick.
The computer's not going
to
do that.
Yeah, that's a conscious decision to do that.
He took the Broncos defense on his own merit?
Yes.
Wow.
That was your favorite league, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't even handle it anymore. I had to get out. I stopped responding. I didn't want to do it anymore. That was incredible. All right, let's go to Ron and Chess. Oh, I have flashbacks of how much I hated that league. And then we all agreed we were going to go out. And then Chris was like, no, I'll do it again. I'd love to join. Ron and Chester. Go ahead, Ron. You're on 98.7.
Gentlemen, good morning. Just want to say, first of all, RJ's QR code is fantastic. Can you imagine the QR code to check in and register leads to another QR code that has you get directions to another QR code?
It's like those Russian boxes. Like you open one, there's another one. You open one, there's another one. You open one, there's another one.
It's fantastic. Finally, the last QR code leads to RJ's wedding night video. That should just be worth it all, don't you think?
No one wants to see that.
So, gentlemen, I'm not concerned about Jacob deGrom, and let me tell you why. Because here's a guy who's 33, doing something physically that's never been done before in baseball, throwing over 100 miles an hour. He has to learn his body in that he doesn't know at this point what's soreness and what's real. It's sort of psychosomatic. He just has to learn and work through what pain is real, and if the doctors keep telling him there's really nothing there, he'll learn to discern, okay, I'm throwing 100, I'm throwing it 10, 15 times a game, this is what that feels like, and he'll learn to deal with it.
Dave, maybe you should teach him how to explore your body, his body like you do.
Teach him how mine or teach him how to explore his own?
No, God forbid, his own.
More, use
that would
it.
Take
that's right.
Fandom to a whole nother level.
No, I think it's a terrible take also, by the way. Just figure out how to pitch in discomfort and pain.
No, that's the last. No. Like, everyone plays through soreness. Like, I mean, you're going to be sore during the course of a year. You're always, I mean, something's sore. It's just, I mean,
somewhat sore. He's gone to the point where he thinks he can't stay in the game. Something has clearly been wrong the last couple of starts.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being, like, naturally sore. Like, you work out, you feel sore, and you know it's just, par for the course of working out. And there's another thing where you're like, there's a soreness where you feel like, uh-oh, like, this could be something that leads to me really hurting myself.
Uh-oh.
I mean, again, I think he's aware of the fact that he's throwing so hard, too. And the last thing he would want to do in the middle of a season like this is say, you know what, this is just soreness. I'm going to pitch through it. And then before you know it, he ends up blowing out his shoulder or something. Like, look what happened. I just happened to Glass now.
Right.
Well, you don't want that.
No.
That would be, I mean, the other night at Citi Field, it was like a celebration. He's rolling along. He's striking at everybody. He comes out of the game, and it turned into a morgue.
It's deflating. Imagine his teammates, too. I mean, they all know. They realize what he means to that team. If they want to win a championship.
Phenomenal. He really is. Elliot in Maryland. Good morning, Elliot. You're next up on 98.7.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. I think Rick pointed this out yesterday, but I think we can all agree that Dave is most on his game when he feels personally aggrieved about something, justifiably or not. And I don't know, Dave, if you've noticed, for the Giants' Week 2 schedule, so I know we're skipping ahead.
They're at Washington.
Do you know what you're going to be at Washington, do you know what you're going to be doing all day leading up to that game?
What I'm going to be doing?
What holiday we're going to be observing, where you're going to be really, really hungry and pounding your chest?
Is it Yom Kippur?
Oh, yes. Now, could you explain why the NFL would choose New York and Washington on Thursday Night Football, not the Sunday, to be the one city that they're going to say, okay, we're going to play this game in two of the most Jewish cities in the country? Well, and before you hang up, I do have a question for RJ, if that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would say this. What better way for the for the Jews to kind of, get over fasting and start to have bagels and some cream cheese and lox than to watch the Giants and the Washington football team.
Dave. I'm impressed you're that calm. I would have feel like you would have just been angry about being hungry all day and having to think about it.
No, so but I don't. I don't have to. I don't have to not eat. Multiple cream cheeses.
See, you eat when you've misstepped during the course of the year. I have made very few, if any, missteps during the course of the year. I have nothing to really atone for.
Yeah, you don't follow the rules, though, I don't feel like.
Listen, if it's game day, and everything's out the window on game day.
So that's the rule? It falls on a game day, you just have everything right out the
window?
Well,
if Yom Kippur falls on a game day, then I think you can adjust appropriately.
Yeah, I think you're well within your right. But if you do, I mean, if there's some things that you do that you need to atone for, I mean, when can you actually eat on that day?
Sundown.
Oh, so you're, I mean, it's a Thursday night game.
Right. It's an 8:20 game, and sundown in September is what? It's probably not far from that, though. Probably like, what, 7:30?
Yeah, but I was just, if that was like a, let's just say it fell on a day where it was like an afternoon kick. Like it was a 4 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah, you have a much bigger issue on your hands.
Yeah, first half, the Giants are just getting their teeth kicked in, and you're starving because you haven't eaten. It would be, They'd be hiding.
Yeah,
your
miserable.
Family would be hiding from you.
Yeah.
You know, Sherry's already started with, you can't go crazy where you affect these dogs like you did the other dog.
Well, what's the worst that could happen? That you scare them so they poop on the floor? They're already doing it.
Yeah, but no, I went so crazy that I made her mentally unstable, the other dog.
So, but these dogs aren't mentally unstable already?
Not yet. Because they don't know. They've never experienced a Giants game. The other dog used to cower in the corner and cry during Giants games.
See, these are things I don't think you should admit on the radio.
Right?
I'm an open book.
Nah, maybe let's skip that chapter, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, just like, maybe.
She couldn't handle the yelling and the screaming.
Let's stick those pages together. Like some of your magazines.
Let the pros at Stock Car Racing experience. You set yourself up, then you answer your own question, and it's not funny. It'd be funny
more.
If you react
use
to
it.
Someone
that's
else
right.
Canty laughed.
Yeah, it was funny.
Because he's your best audience.
This is
just nasty. He's nasty, Rick. He's just
take
nasty
a weekend
right
off.
Now. He just, I don't
take
know
a weekend
what to do
off.
No, I will not. I will be on tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Let the pros at Stock Car Racing experience teach him how to drive a... What is this? How to drive... Yeah, here we go. A 600 horsepower, 160 mile per hour NASCAR on the 2.5 mile super speedway at Pocono Raceway. This is what we call the real deal. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, and you'll score 2 6-lap stock car ride-alongs. Brought to you by Stock Car Racing Experience at Pocono Raceway. Get behind the wheel and drive for only $299 or a shotgun seat ride starting at only $99. Gift vouchers are never hard to come by. You order them online with instant email delivery and they never expire. Visit 877-STOCKCAR.com or call 877-786-2522. 800-919-3776. Anthony, Staten Island. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys. I guess my take with the Grom, and then I also wanted to mention some of that sticky stuff, but it's like, look, you know, you could have anything that you want, you just can't have everything, right? And so it's like, you could throw 100 miles an hour, probably can't do it for 7-8 innings. And I'm glad that he doesn't have anything wrong with him. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, but, you know, you love watching this guy pitch. But I just don't think that – I think he's going to learn to back it off. I think he's going to learn to adjust just like, you know, Verlander did and CC learned how to pitch differently later on. I'm not saying he's at that level, you know, but I still think that he's going to make some adjustments. You know, with that sticky stuff, I don't know if you guys ever seen the video. There's a video of Yadier missing a ball, and he's literally scrambling to find it. And
it's
the ball
chest
protector. You saw his chest protector, yeah.
It's stuck to him, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that's back in 2017. So, you know, and then the other day, I think Trevor Bauer put a video where it was just rosin and sweat. Both hanging from his hand. So the question I have to you guys is, I hear the players talking about safety. I mean, why would there be any question about having control over the ball if just regular, plain, legal rosin and sweat makes the ball stick to your hand that way? Right? It just doesn't add up to me. I mean, you should have plenty enough control to not throw the ball all over the place. So, I mean, I think they're hiding
behind
that.
Yeah, but Anthony, here's the other thing, though, too, Anthony. I mean, when baseball starts when it's cold out. I mean, you're not sweating. Like, you're not going to be able to go to your arm for sweat and mix it with rosin. So what they do is they take they have the sunscreen on their arms that when, you know, you rub it and then mix it with the rosin, it gets tacky. I don't understand why they would choose now, like midway through the season, to do it. Like if this was something that you were thinking about doing, then, you know, sit down. I know the owners could care less of, you know, what the union has to say. That's fine. But if this is something you had in mind, then make the change before the season started as opposed to now.
I don't think they realized how extreme it would be, though.
Yeah, because the new ball. It's their fault. It is their fault.
I'm not saying it's not their fault, but I don't think they knew how extreme the change would be, that baseball would be to the verge of unwatchable and guys are hitting 212.
Well, no, I mean, it has to be their fault. Them manipulating the baseball the last couple of years, I think that's what led to, you know, pitchers being reliant on the sticky stuff as much as they are.
Well, no, it's that. I mean, it's also, I mean, to the point Dave was making, is they changed the baseball because they wanted to, you know, lessen the amount of home runs, not realizing that because it's, you know, it's a little bit lighter, that if you mix that with, you know, pitchers using sticky stuff, the ball moves like a wiffle ball.
Mm-hmm.
No one can hit it. What frustrates me, too, is they changed the ball back in 2019, and it was clearly juiced. Guys were still using tons of sticky stuff, but it didn't matter because everyone was hitting home runs. It was all good. Great. And now, because, again, they changed the baseball and didn't realize the unintended consequences of changing it, now midway through, they're going to change it and screw with all these pitchers. And God forbid someone, I mean, Glasnow is blaming it on the sticky stuff, that he can't use it, that's why he hurt his elbow. I don't know how true that is, but I can imagine that, you know, it's how much harder you have, like the amount of torque now that you've put on the baseball to try to get that same amount of spin.
Right.
It has to be. I mean, it has to.
I'm sure so. There has to be ramifications. All right. So we're going to do three stars in a moment. We have a monster game. You could say the biggest game of the NBA season. Milwaukee and Brooklyn tomorrow night at 8:30. We're going to pose the questions again like we did yesterday. And I, you know, happened to hit the nail on the head. Not bragging, just being honest. I hit the nail on the head. I said 15-point margin. Milwaukee wins by 15. Let's go around the horn. Chris, you can start. Where are you going tomorrow night? Brooklyn and Milwaukee in a pick'em game at Barclays.
I'm going the Brooklyn Nets beating the Bucks, and I'm going to pick a score 118-112.
Wow, you have a high scoring game.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Rick, you have to play this one. It's game 7.
You know I don't want to.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right, I'm going to take Brooklyn as well, and I'm going to say, boy, you went so high scoring. I'm going to go this. Durant, buzzer beater, 103-101, Brooklyn Nets.
You went 103-101?
103-101. Durant at the buzzer.
Durant at the buzzer.
At the buzzer. As time is expiring, shot goes up, drains it. Nets get out of Dodge with a 103-101 victory.
I'll go one.
I love this. I love the stress that causes him.
I'm going to go 116 to 111.
Brooklyn.
Okay.
So we're close, Rick.
Very close.
Huh. See, but now you ruined today.
Here we go.
You're gonna ruin tomorrow.
Here we go.
You do it on purpose.
I did nothing. I'm asking you to tell me who you think is going to win a huge game. That's it. If you're wrong, you're wrong. It's not a big deal. Nobody cares.
He cares.
I mean, care.
He cares. That's,
I mean, granted,
what it is.
I was spot on in game 6, but
See, here we go. Here we go.
not everyone is going to hit it out of the park like I did for the last game. If you do well, great. If not, that's fine.
You did knock it out of the park.
Completely out of the park.
15 plus.
Maybe that will push me into a star. Maybe not. Let's find out, Santiago.
Today's three stars of DCR. Number 3.
All right, so we'll take it back to where we began this clip from the Michael Kay Show yesterday.
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
Now, I want to give Peter Rosenberg the benefit of the doubt here because he's got a lot going on. He's got the morning show, Hot 97, podcast, WWE, all that. But I don't know that excuses getting the wrong hemisphere and everything for where Brazil Euros. Just me and Lazy making the soccer connection? I don't know. But, yeah, bad look either way you slice it.
Number 2.
And this one I kind of give on a little bit begrudgingly as well, because Rick deserves to be congratulated for winning Getting to Know You all the way through. But I still am kind of disgusted with both of you guys, Rick and Chris, about that whole the Wayne Gallman thing. And I thought it was easy, honestly.
I had Wayne Gallman written down.
Okay, but you didn't have the opponent. It's kind
of
weak.
You're a Cowboys fan. Of course you remember the
game.
But
it's not even about the Cowboys.
It happened in our first ever show.
It was right after the end of the season.
Yes.
That particular thing stands out. It was one of the only times Dave was really invested in the Giants game because the NFC East was on the line.
Oh, that's a good point. You're right. I'll take the L on that one.
Number one.
How could we not bring it back to the scientific experiment taking place on the Rothenberg Podcast Network?
I have TJ. I have Nico.
He's got Rod and Todd over here helping him out.
Work with that spider tech. Really become familiar. More. Use it. That's right. It's literally ruining the baseball before our eyes.
If nothing else, it gave us some quality drops. Boys, great week. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Friday.
And that's, of course, Rothenberg Untalked that you can consume on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you grab your podcasts. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're back on Monday morning, bright and early at 5 o'clock. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. Happy Father's Day, by the way. This is DiPietro Canty Rothenberg and...
everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro Canty and Rothenberg Podcast.
I have nothing left!
Hear more of DiPietro Canty and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.